This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people. Lloyd Lionel Gaines was born in Walter Valley, Mississippi in 1911 to Henry Gaines, a tenant farmer and teacher, and his wife, Callie Gaines. The Gaines family had 11 children. Unfortunately, several of them would pass away during Lloyd's childhood. After the family moved from Mississippi to St. Louis, Missouri, Lloyd would continue his education. Yet, education in Mississippi for Black Americans was very poor and required Lloyd to enter the fifth grade at age 15. Despite the challenge, Gaines caught up quickly and excelled in his studies. In 1931, Lloyd Gaines graduated from Vashon High School and wrote an essay that earned him $250 for college. Gaines would attend Stowe Teachers College for a year and then would transfer to Lincoln University. After graduating with a degree in history in 1935, Gaines considered law school. Despite his desire, Missouri school segregation limited the possibility of Gaines to enter law school. However, a teacher encouraged Gaines to work with the NAACP and seek out legal counsel to apply to the University of Missouri School of Law. The NAACP took the case on. In 1935, Lloyd Gaines applied to the University of Missouri School of Law. The registrar refused him admission, and so in 1936, the lawyers of the NAACP sued Silas W. Canada, the university registrar, to force a decision. In March 1936, the law school formally denied Lloyd Gaines acceptance to the law school because he was Black. In April of the same year, Lloyd Gaines and the lawyers of the NAACP sued so that he could enter the University of Missouri Law School. The ruling that Gaines was not allowed to attend school came as a result of the Supreme Court ruling in 1896, Plessy v. Ferguson, which upheld that public facilities need not be segregated unless they could provide separate but equal facilities. However, Gaines' lawyers argued that the 14th Amendment to the Constitution provided Gaines equal protection under the law. Both Black and white press groups covered the story. However, white groups actively created coverage that was slighted against Gaines. As the case made its way through the Missouri state judicial system from 1936 to 1937, the attorneys faced several judges who were graduates of the University of Missouri School of Law, and the judges would consistently rule against Gaines and the NAACP. Despite all adversity, on December 9, 1938, the NAACP lawyers would appeal to the United States Supreme Court, and the court ruled in Gaines' favor. The decision rendered by the courts did not reject the Plessy v. Ferguson ruling, but found that the school denied Gaines his 14th Amendment rights. Additionally, the court highlighted that throughout the South, universities had to provide accommodations that were separate but equal, and if they could not, they were required to allow students into their universities. In 1939, instead of letting Gaines enter the University of Missouri Law School, they created a Black law school so that the school would not have to desegregate. The NAACP mounted another case to battle the unjust policy, but Gaines disappeared. Many theories have developed about Lloyd Gaines, and while he was never heard from again, his life and fight to enter the university became a model for other students who desire to pursue higher education. Today, we honor the tremendous sacrifice and courage of Lloyd Gaines.
Reflections in Black is a production of KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville. You can hear weekly segments on Ozarks at Large, and you can learn more at KUAF.com. Just search Reflections in Black.